Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 28th of December. My name is Brian, and it is my wonderful honor to be here with you today as we congregate around the Word of God. So let's see, 28, 29, 30, 31. We got 4 days, including today, left in the year 2011. And so we press into what God has to say to us as we finish the year well. But we look forward with great anticipation to what God will do in the new year. And I for one, personally, am deeply looking forward to the change, to going back to the beginning and carving our way through this canyon of epic scenery that is the Bible. Our story, the story of our ancestors, the story of God's passionate pursuit of his people in all of its sweeping glory. For now, we're in a contemporary English version, reading from the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 1 through 13, 9. This is a message from the Lord about Israel. I am the Lord. I stretch out the heavens. I put the earth on its foundations and gave breath to humans. I have decided that Jerusalem will become a bowl of wine that makes the neighboring nations drunk. And when Jerusalem is attacked, Judah will also be attacked. But I will turn Jerusalem into a heavy stone that crushes anyone who tries to lift it. When all nations on earth surround Jerusalem, I will make every horse panic and every rider confused. But at the same time, I will watch over Judah. Then every clan in Judah will realize that I, the Lord, all-powerful, am their God, and that I am the source of their strength. At that time, I will let the clans of Judah be like a ball of fire in a wood pile, or a fiery torch in a haystack. Then Judah will send the surrounding nations up in smoke, and once again, the city of Jerusalem will be filled with people. But I will first give victory to Judah, so that the kingdom of David and the city of Jerusalem and all of their glory won't be thought of more highly than Judah itself. I, the Lord God, will protect Jerusalem. Even the weakest person there will be as strong as David, and David's kingdom will rule as though my very own angel were its leader. I am determined to wipe out every nation that attacks Jerusalem. I, the Lord, will make the descendants of David and the people of Jerusalem feel deep sorrow and pray when they see the one they pierced with a spear. They will mourn and weep for him as parents weep over the death of their only child or their firstborn. On that day, the people of Jerusalem will mourn as much as everyone did for Hadad, Ramon, on the flatlands near Megiddo. Everyone of each family in the land will mourn, and the men will mourn separately from the women. This includes those from the family of David and the families of Nathan, Levi, Shimei, and all the other families as well. In the future, there will be a fountain where David's descendants and the people of Jerusalem can wash away their sin and guilt. The Lord All-Powerful says, "When that time comes, I will get rid of every idol in the country, and they will be forgotten forever. I will also do away with their prophets and those evil spirits that control them. If any such prophets ever appear again, their own parents must warn them that they will die for telling lies in my name, the name of the Lord. If those prophets don't stop speaking, their parents must kill them with the sword. Those prophets will be ashamed of their so-called visions, and they won't deceive anyone by dressing like a true prophet. Instead, they will say, 'I'm no prophet. I've been a farmer all my life.' And if any of them are asked why they are wounded, they will answer, 'It happened at the house of some friends.'" The Lord All-Powerful said, "My sword, wake up. Attack my shepherd and friend. Strike down the shepherd. Scatter the little sheep, and I will destroy them. Nowhere in the land will be more than a third of them left alive. Then I will purify them and put them to the test, just as gold and silver are purified and tested. They will pray in my name, and I will answer them. I will say, you are my people. And they will reply, you, Lord, are our God. Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 21. After this, I heard what sounded like a lot of voices in heaven, and they were shouting, praise the Lord! To our God belongs the glorious power to save, because his judgments are honest and fair. That filthy prostitute ruined the earth with shameful deeds, but God has judged her and made her pay the price for murdering his servants. Then the crowd shouted, praise the Lord! Smoke will never stop rising from her burning body. After this, the 24 elders and the four living creatures all knelt before the throne of God and worshipped him. They said, Amen. Praise the Lord. From the throne, a voice said, if you worship and fear our God, give praise to him, no matter who you are. Then I heard what seemed to be a large crowd that sounded like a roaring flood and loud thunder all mixed together. They were saying, praise the Lord. Our Lord God, all powerful, now rules as king. So we will be glad and happy and give him praise. The wedding day of the Lamb is here, and his bride is ready. She will be given a wedding dress made of pure and shining linen. This linen stands for the good things God's people have done. Then the angel told me, put this in writing. God will bless everyone who is invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. The angel also said, these things that God has said are true. I knelt at the feet of the angel and began to worship him. But the angel said, don't do that. I'm just a servant, just like you and everyone else who talks about Jesus. Don't worship anyone but God. Everyone who tells about Jesus does it by the power of the Spirit. I looked and saw that heaven was open, and a white horse was there. Its rider was called Faithful and True, and he is always fair when he judges or goes to war. He had eyes like flames of fire, and he was wearing a lot of crowns. His name was written on him, but he was the only one who knew what the name meant. The rider wore a robe that was covered with blood, and he was known as the Word of God. He was followed by armies from heaven that rode on horses and were dressed in pure white linen. From his mouth, a sharp sword went out to attack the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod and will show the fierce anger of God, all-powerful, by trampling the grapes in the pit where wine is made. On the part of the robe that covered his thigh was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I then saw an angel standing on the sun, and he shouted to all the birds flying in the sky, come and join in God's great feast. You can eat the flesh of kings, rulers, leaders, horses, riders, free people, slaves, important people, and everyone else. I also saw the beast and all kings of the earth come together. They fought against the rider on the white horse and against his army. But the beast was captured, and so was the false prophet. This is the same prophet who had worked miracles for the beast, so that he could fool everyone who had the mark of the beast and worshipped the idol. The beast and the false prophet were thrown alive into a lake of burning sulfur. But the rest of their army was killed by the sword. It came from the mouth of the rider on the horse. Then birds stuffed themselves on the dead bodies. Psalm 147, 1 through 20. Sing and praise the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord. Our God is kind, and it is right and good to sing praises to him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and brings the people of Israel back home again. He renews our hopes and heals our bodies. He decided how many stars there would be in the sky and gave each one a name. Our Lord is great and powerful. He understands everything. The Lord helps the poor, but he smears the wicked in the dirt. Celebrate and sing. Play your harps for the Lord our God. He fills the sky with clouds and sends rain to the earth, so that the hills will be green with grass. He provides food for cattle and for the young ravens when they cry out. The Lord doesn't care about the strength of horses or powerful armies. The Lord is pleased only with those who worship him and trust his love. Everyone in Jerusalem, come and praise the Lord your God. He makes your city gates strong and blesses your people by giving them children. God lets you live in peace, and he gives you the very best wheat. As soon as God speaks, the earth obeys. He covers the ground with snow, like a blanket of wool, and he scatters frost, like ashes on the ground. God sends down hailstones like chips of rocks. Who can stand the cold? At his command, the ice melts, the wind blows, and streams begin to flow. God gave his laws and teachings to the descendants of Jacob, the nation of Israel. But he has not given his laws to any other nation. Shout praises to the Lord. Proverbs 31, 1 through 7. These are the sayings that King Lemuel of Massa was taught by his mother. My son Lemuel, you were born in answer to my prayers, so listen carefully. Don't waste your life chasing after women. This has ruined many kings. Kings and leaders should not get drunk or even want to drink. Drinking makes you forget your responsibilities, and you mistreat the poor. Beer and wine are only for the dying or for those who have lost all hope. Let them drink and forget how poor and miserable they feel. Father, we thank you with a grateful heart for the gift and the guidance of your word. Here we are, 3 days remaining before we complete a full circuit through your word. And we long for and look forward to beginning again in this never-ending relationship, this friendship, this counsel of, this cheerleading by, the hand-holding of your word through our lives. It guides and directs us daily. And we look forward to the new year. We look forward to tomorrow. We look forward to what you have remaining yet to say to us. So I invite you, Holy Spirit, come and speak to us the words of truth. Lead us deeper into Jesus, we pray. In Christ's name, amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And the website, of course, is the place to go where you, when you need to kind of know what's going on in the community. Hit the home page and you can pretty much see at a glance what's happening. Dig a little deeper and you'll find all kinds of entry points into the community, whether you are a forum discussion person or whether you are a chatter and you like to chat online. Depending on what you would like to do, there's all kinds of ways to reach out and connect. A couple things I probably should tell you. One is the passages Bible that we will use next year. Now, not entirely. Our tradition around here has been to change translations each week, and we're going to hold to that tradition and allow the complexions and the nuances and the beauty of God's word to unfold each week as we continue through the story of God and allow the different translations to speak to us. But we will use, probably more than anything else, the Passages Bible, which coincides with the release of the Passages book. And this is a new international version that will follow, that does follow the reading plan of the Daily Audio Bible, and contains brief comments and prayers from the Daily Audio Bible over the years. That is now available as an e-Bible for you to download if you want to follow along, or if you're traveling and there are days that you can't get internet access and you can't listen to the Daily Audio Bible, you can just open up your Passages Bible and it follows the exact reading plan and has a little bit of commentary. It just feels, generally speaking, like the Daily Audio Bible. You can get that for the as an iBook, so through iTunes, through Amazon, I can't talk, and through Amazon.com for your Kindle, and through BarnesandNoble.com for your Nook. All you have to do is go to either iTunes, BarnesandNoble.com, or Amazon.com and search NIV Passages Bible. And then you can download that into your device, and then you'll have the reading plan wherever you are. So if you don't have internet access one day, then you can just pick up right where we are, go through that portion of scripture. And of course, you can also follow along. Okay, those of you who are hearing this and it's and you're late a few days, well, you only have a few days, but just letting everybody know, we have to switch the feed to the Daily Audio Bible to a new year. And everything has to happen kind of in a very concerted effort. And so when the year changes, the previous year gets reset. So be sure that you listen to December 31st on December 31st, or at least download it, or you're going to be one of the many who don't who don't listen to what I'm telling you, and it won't be there. And then I'll get 1,000 emails going, well, I didn't get a chance to listen to the last day. Get the last day, get the last days, even if you can't listen to them, make sure you get them. If you don't, we have to reset everything. You will be able to get 2011's readings in their entirety, just like every other year of the Daily Audio Bible, in the Daily Audio Bible store. And you can download them by the month, so you'll have to download December in its entirety to get the last days if you miss them. But I'm just giving you a heads up. We have to reset this. And it just sets the trajectory of our year. So get it while it's free. Or if you miss it, then it'll cost you $2. And that covers kind of our bandwidth for the download of December. So I'm getting back into the swing of things for Passages, for the Passages book. Of course, Passages is a book that was written... that I wrote over the course of a couple of years, but it contains so much of the Daily Audio Bible story in it. So it is definitely of us. But I wrote it to make the Bible the hero of the story. And I wrote it to be the best introduction to a relationship with the Bible that I possibly could. I labored as hard as I could to make the Bible the best friend we've never had. So if you have friends, family that you feel like needs an introduction to the Bible, that needs to be in the Bible as we move into this coming year, then Passages is available everywhere. It's an iBook, it's a Kindle book, it's a Nook book, and it's a book book. And you can get it just about everywhere. There's links to lots of places to get it at thepassagesbook.com. And you can order it from dailyaudiobible.com in the store as well. So I spoke to some friends on the radio in Albuquerque yesterday and St. Louis. And today we'll talk to The Matter at Hand, a show syndicated out of New York City. So thank you for your continued prayers as we continue to tell the story of the Daily Audio Bible, continue to tell the story about the Bible in terms of it being the best friend we could ever have, the guidance for our lives in the fog of life. And thank you for your prayers. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, You can do that at the website. And of course, all of your charitable donations for the year, you will get a charitable contribution receipt here for the year 2011, as Daily Audio Bible is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. So you can do that at the website. There's a link on the homepage. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that's it for today, the 28th of December. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible friends and family. This is Janet calling from Tennessee again. I have been calling, or have called a few times, asking for prayer for my brother that has cancer. His name is Gerald. I just got off the phone with my sister, and she's the one that is caring for him. And she said that today he is taking a turn for the worse. He is not responding at all to her talking to him or anything. And so I told her, read the Bible to me, or bring your laptop in there and have Brian read the Bible to him. But not only do I want him to get the word, she believes that he hears what is being said, but he's just unable to respond. So I just want to bring that extra piece of Brian's soothing voice to be reading the word to him, but also for my oldest sister who is there, and she's her name is Linda. We ask for prayer for her as well. She's just really taking it hard, and she's pretty much a basket case right now. So I'm just hoping my sister brings the computer in there so that she will get some reassurance and peace as well from God's word. So please pray for our family. I really appreciate it. And I love you guys, and I listen all the time. And every time somebody calls in for a prayer, I am praying for you. So thank you so much for your prayers. I appreciate it, and I love you all. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Natasha calling from New York. I'm calling with a bit of a strange request, prayer request this morning, and maybe it's not so strange, it's just... there is a brother at my church, and I have become very fond of him, and I don't know if it's appropriate to pray to God for a relationship, but the Bible says we should pray about everything, and I really feel like this is God's person for me, and I'm calling to ask you to pray with me. This is a wonderful human being, and he is very kind and gentle, and you know, we are friends. Nothing inappropriate has happened, and we are of the same faith, so it would not be an uneven, evenly yoked situation. But I just feel like, you know, I'm a little nervous about this, obviously. But, like I said, it's just a little strange calling in for such a request. But here goes. I'm asking the family to please join me in prayer that if it is God's will, that he would allow this union to happen. He would allow us to come together and and have a relationship that is glorifying to Him. I pray that, you know, that it is His will, but also that if it is not, that I will always have a relationship with God. But nothing will ever affect that. You know, like David said, the worst thing that could happen in my life is not having a spouse, but not having God. So, as much as this is my heart's desire, and I pray that it is God's will, and I ask you to pray that it is God's will for my life, to be yoked with this particular brother at my church, I also ask you to pray for my heart, and that it will always be focused on our Lord Jesus Christ over anything else. I thank you, and thank you very much.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Crystal in Oklahoma. I was calling because my brother has need for a God deliverance and salvation. And so I just ask that you would pray for him. And his name is Arnold. And I just appreciate that, and I thank you, Brian and DAB family, for the gift of prayer and of the love of God's Word, because it is awesomely transforming my life. Thank you very much. It is December 2nd, 2011.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's December 3rd, and Christine is a single mom in Florida, and her message was just played, and it just broke my heart to hear the tears in her voice, and I'm sure streaming down her face. As a single mom, Christine, also living in Florida, believe, trust, and obey your Father in heaven, and you have nothing to worry about. You're on my heart. You're in my prayer journal, and thank you so much for calling in and letting us know that you need us to pray for you. God is good. He will take care of everything. If you need to just talk, PattyVinson17 at gmail.com. It's PattyVinson17 at gmail.com. Please give me an email. I would love to pray with you. And God bless you all. Have a great day.